Our guest in the cafe this morning is Sally Rhodes, the registered nutritionist for the Hunt Regional Healthcare System. Sally, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, I see that March is National Nutrition Month.
Yes, it is. Every year they pick a different topic, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, and kind of highlight something different with nutrition.
And so people will be celebrating all over the country, of course, very festive month indeed. And there's also a Registered Dietitian Nutritionist Day. Did you know that on March 9th?
I did, yes.
Yeah,
I did know that.
I think they have a parade scheduled in your honor over there.
Oh, do they? No, I didn't know that.
Well, anyway, it is a month to focus on nutrition. The theme is savor the flavor of eating right. That's the theme of National Nutrition Month.
Yes, and I like that because a lot of times people think, oh, healthy food doesn't taste good. But a lot of it is the way you prepare it and cook it and the herbs and spices you use to help enhance the flavor. And a lot of people aren't, you know, familiar with using those.
Mm-hmm. And so the theme of savor the flavor is emphasizing that food is a source of pleasure and enjoyment. And I think a lot of us probably don't necessarily need to be reminded of that.
Yeah, most Americans, we tend to enjoy our food.
But savoring the flavor, the thing about that, the idea of savoring the flavor is to take the time to appreciate the flavors, the textures, the overall eating experience. And sometimes we don't do that. We may enjoy food, but maybe we enjoy it a little too enthusiastically and a little too quickly.
Yeah, a little too much and a little too quickly, exactly. Not eating in front of the TV or at your desk, that's where a lot of us end up eating. And it's really not a good combination. You tend to eat too fast, too much.
I showed an article to you about this research shows that family meals promote healthier eating and strengthen family relationships. So that's something that's emphasized during this month of National Nutrition Month.
Yeah, and that's great. It kind of gets everybody talking and away from the TV, and then also helps you realize you're full sooner because you're eating slower if you're talking. So there's a lot of good things that happen with the family meals.
Mm-hmm. And we've kind of lost that, haven't we, to a great extent for a variety of reasons?
I agree. I agree a lot, and definitely eating together. You just get that connection, and then you also help to not overeat as we do in front of the TV a lot of times.
Another recommendation in this article about National Nutrition Month is to eat slowly, and that is something a lot of us, I think, could learn from.
Exactly. You know, taking 20 to 30 minutes for a meal, and then I always tell people trying to chew each bite like 15 to 20 times. Research proves that helps you to eat less. It just takes a little while for your stomach to tell your brain that it's full, and really slowing down eating does help you eat less.
20 to 30 minutes for a meal, huh?
That's what I recommend, yeah. A lot of people, you know, will eat in 5 or 10 minutes.
Or less, yeah.
Yeah. Or less.
We're talking now with Sally Rhodes, registered nutritionist for the Hunt Regional Healthcare System. Another thing that is mentioned is develop a mindful eating pattern. What's that about?
Being more aware of what you're eating, how much, and really taking the time, like we had already talked about, appreciating the flavors and eating slowly. All those things are part of mindful eating. It's versus mindless eating, where you grab, you know, a bag of chips or popcorn and you sit on the couch and you eat till you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's mindless eating, I guess you could say. And being mindful is really paying attention and enjoying what you're eating.
Another thing they mentioned about mindful eating is to avoid, and I think you touched on this, avoid multitasking during meals. You'd be focused on the food and not the work that you're doing or whatever.
Exactly, getting away from the desk or the TV, computers.
Yeah. One other recommendation in this article about National Nutrition Month is to consult with a registered dietitian, and that would be you.
That's right. I mainly do diabetes education here at the hospital, and then I do the nutrition counseling for weight loss surgery. But we also do have just regular dietitians, let's say regular general dietitians, who do counseling just for weight loss and healthy eating. So we offer that all at the hospital here in Greenville.
Mm-hmm. But someone could make an appointment with you or someone else to get some?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we see outpatients, and we have diabetes classes as well, too. So.
Okay, we'll when we put this on the KETR website, we'll make a link to the Hunt Regional Health System page so people can find you and get in contact with you that way.
That's great.
That would be good, huh? All right, Sally, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Thank you, John.
Sally Rhodes, the registered nutritionist for the Hunt Regional Healthcare System. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.